Jamie and Locker with you on a Wednesday afternoon as we celebrate the life and the career of Brian Wilson, one of the original members of the Beach Boys, who died at the age of 82 today. Taking your Beach Boy requests at 1-877-332-8255. Locker, we're also having fun on the text line to give away a VIP table for our Saturday night main event watch party with the Green Zone. Of course,
$100.
The Oiler game and the
Jamie.
Rough Rider game is on. We're giving away the VIP table, and that comes with a Boston Pizza $100 gift card. Acre 21 location is where we'll be on Saturday. You don't have to wait. You can just show up, grab a table, or try to grab a table. But we do have a VIP table for one lucky winner. I think we have another entry. What we're asking you is to cut a promo on the Tiger Cats or the Panthers. Josh!
Mean Gene Okerlund here with Andre the Giant. Saskatchewan Rough Riders take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Week 2 in the CFL. What do you have to say about it, Andre?
General! Houston Pizza. Everything on defense are the little Riders. They jailed on 3 plays. What's the deal?
What is this? What is this?
Josh, that is creative. With the Andre the Giant. Well done.
All right.
Well done. Josh, Burke, Jeff, Terry. Rocco and Rossi, Boots, Martin, Glenn, they're cutting WWE promos to try to win that VIP table. You have 10 minutes to send us your wrestling promo at 1-877-332-8255. Record it in your phone, and you can voice text us your wrestling promo to try to win that $100 in a VIP table.
Double Take with Daryl Davis. And the world's gonna know your name.
I'm going to ask Daryl Davis this question, and I'm not sure what the answer is going to be and how he's going to handle this question. But Daryl, aren't you excited for the pregame show? You don't have to drive into downtown Regina. You can go out east and get to the show within 5 to 10 minutes rather than a half an hour to 45.
I'm thrilled, Jamie. Yeah, you're right. It's like right across the city, but I'll get there in half the time. It took me only 40 minutes today to get here. The traffic engineers are still at it in the city, killing this city's businesses. They should all be fired. I still believe that. They should all be fired, and they haven't gotten out to killing the eastern businesses yet, so I will get there way faster, Jamie. So yeah. I am just thrilled that rather than try to get into the CJME studio, I get to go to Boston Pizza with you guys. And can I enter the contest?
No.
Do you want to rip off a promo here quickly, a wrestling promo? Yeah,
I can't do Andre the Giant as well as the last guy did. That was awesome.
Are you a wrestling guy?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But I remember Andre the Giant, and you could never understand him.
Yeah. I'm very confused by a lot of these.
I played Woodsy's pallbearer earlier.
Oh, right. That was a classic.
The late, great Warren Woods and his
The Undertaker.
I never got into the wrestling thing, so it's very confusing.
Drew Remond and I have had many a battle about wrestling and WWE and all this stuff, all the fake stuff.
You know what else I find, Daryl? Every once in a while, you will run into somebody like Drew Remond, right? And have a conversation with them, have a pretty clear idea of who this individual is. And then at the end of the night, they divulge that they're going, you know, their whole week is planned around Monday Night Raw. Like, what?
Yep. I'm not like that either.
Okay. Well, I'm just like, it sometimes it doesn't match up, right? No. Sometimes you meet Scotty, the producer, and go, you're into wrestling,
yeah,
right?
Ain't that the truth. Yeah.
But then he's wearing a Macho Man shirt. Of course he's into wrestling.
But then there's other times you meet a guy and you're like, you're into wrestling? You're a lawyer. Like,
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment. Right. You're right, and I shouldn't judge.
Okay, let's start with hockey. Do the Oilers come back? Do they respond after getting absolutely tossed around by the Panthers on Monday?
Well, didn't they blow out Florida a couple times last year in their comeback. I talked to Chris Cuthbert yesterday. He phoned him. He's in the same sticky heat that Gene Principe is in. I don't think Chris is out suntanning with him, though. But
Gene, I don't know that suntanning. That's sunburning.
Sunburning, frying.
Yeah.
And he's wondering the same thing. What a big game this is. And if they don't win it, they're not in it. It's kind of
I agree with you, Jamie. If they don't win that game, like, again, it's not a must-win situation, mm-hmm. You can't go back with that Florida squad. You can't go back to Edmonton down three games to one.
Everybody's saying that. And they came back from 3-0 and forced a game seven and darn near won the thing.
That's why
I am never counting Connor McDavid and Draisaitl out of any fight.
True.
No way.
But what didn't Paul Maurice, and this is one of the things that Chris Cuthbert said to me, just think what Paul Maurice said the other day, right? This is the best team I've ever coached. And Chris is saying, you know what? He coached the Stanley Cup champions last year, and now he hasn't won anything yet with this team, and he's saying this is even better. So it's a tougher road for the Edmonton Oilers this year than it was last year. I think so. But if they don't win, if they do win, suddenly they have the command of the series, right, with 2 out of 3 in Edmonton.
That's huge. We just had Gene on. I agree with what Gene was saying about, you know what, because we were saying, what do the Oilers do to get McDavid and Draisaitl freed up, because they got, they got locked up pretty quickly in Game 3. Like, Florida was really good at protecting those two guys.
Yeah.
And again, I think it goes back to the original strategy at the beginning of this Stanley Cup playoffs. Roll those lines and get contribution from your bottom six. And as soon as they start doing that, if they can play their game, which is aggressive, not the pest game that Florida's amazing at, but Edmonton's game, where they're hard on the forecheck, they're moving the puck really quickly out of their own end, and they're attacking. And if they can keep that instead of getting into the muck, right, with them, I think they've got a chance.
But they're missing Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who's hurting. Like, he's playing, but he's not the same guy. And what did we talk about last week, Locker? We said the loss of Hyman, Zach Hyman,
was really
going to hurt this team in this playoffs, because he's one of the guys can put up with the rough going with him. It's not that the Oilers are wussies or anything, right? They can do it, and they're tougher than they were. But I think Hyman would really help that team in a competition like this.
I just couldn't believe that they tried to be Florida in Game 3. It was so weird.
That's exactly what it was. They were trying to be
trash talk and extra chippy stuff, and they were trying to draw them into retaliatory penalties. And Florida was just like, "Okay, bye.
Go ahead, see you later. Yeah. We're winning. We're winning."
Laughing their way to the locker room after the game.
Scoreboard, right?
It was a little like Big Brother, Little Brother thing, right? Yeah. And Florida's the Big Brother on that side of the fence, and the Little Brothers lost out in that game.
Didn't Rod Brindamore say that in the Carolina series? They said, "Are you going to change your style?" He says, "No. You know what? Florida's shown everybody what it takes to win this thing, and we have to get better to catch up to them. Just that little bit better to play like them, because that's what wins now. It's not always exciting, but it sure can be powerful to watch it."
Yeah. Coming up next, Daryl Davis weighs in on Week 1 action in the Canadian Football League as the Riders are 1-0, and maybe Nathan Rourke is a top 50 player in the CFL. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I wish they all could be California girls. Keep the requests coming for the Beach Boys as we honor the career of Brian Wilson, who died at the age of 82. One of the main people at the front of the Beach Boys, producer, writer, legendary, controversial career of Brian Wilson.
I heard a story one time, like, they used to just, like, leave him in there by himself. Because he could play everything.
Yeah.
And they would just go and, like, have lunch and come back and, "What do you want, Brian?" And they're like, "Well, you're going to do this and get on the tambourine here." He was a bit of a
maestro. Well, I saw a video today of him just behind the board. The maniacal just nature of perfection of how he thought music.
Yeah. They all dress like wheels.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming. Double Take with Daryl Davis.
You're not wrong.
Hero of the Green Zone. If only Wheels could sing anywhere close to the talent, because we've heard him sing on the Green Zone a few times. Yeah. And
that's when the rule came in that we're not allowed to sing anymore.
Yeah.
He still lets Belton and I hum along once in a while.
All right, Daryl, Rough Riders going and ready for the Hamilton Tiger Cats after week one. What do you think here with the Riders and the Tabbies? With the Tabbies,
Hamilton wasn't very impressive. You know,
no, they weren't.
Hamilton looked like the worst team in the league last week, right? And maybe they're playing Calgary and
Toronto will give them a run.
Yeah, that Toronto gave them a run too. But you know, Bo Levi Mitchell, the third best player in the league, I was laughing at that one when they picked him. He got benched last year, and he came on stronger after that, but. He was
above Nathan Rourke.
I know. Well, Nathan Rourke obviously proved where he should be, that he should be higher, I guess, and that Bo Levi Mitchell, who I think the world of him, his career has been great, but I still think he's ready for the broadcast booth. And I'm pretty sure that Saskatchewan is better than Hamilton, but the Rough Riders and those injuries, they've lost, you know, they've still got some protocol to go through for A.J. Ouellette, the running back, mm-hmm. and for Roland Milligan Jr., the best defensive back in the league. So if they get those guys back, the Rough Riders should win it. But without that whole crew, with the starting five, they lost Avery too, right? So they could be in a little bit of trouble if they don't get them all back. But the Rough Riders, pretty impressive, right? Jamie, we talked about it on the Green Zone afterwards, a solid performance. I'm even impressed with the way they were coaching, right? They seem to be in a no-panic mode, and I think that's a huge thing in their favor.
Jamie and I took in practice today, and it looked
was
like...
yesterday, yeah. It was smoky, hey?
Yeah, it was smoky. Oh, yeah. We were inside today.
I know, they went inside yesterday, too.
But Kadeem Carey... the new addition, and it was supposed to be on the practice roster. He sure looked like he was getting the ball a lot.
Yeah, well, Thomas Bertrand Hudon is hurt, right? Missed part of the game. So there's a way, Britt and Gray and I were just talking about it off air a little bit. There's a way that they can get, they might have to use them both, Kadeem Carey and A.J. Ouellette.
Yeah.
And then they have to, you know, move their roster around just a little bit. They weren't expecting Bertrand Hudon to get hurt. He's the backup running back. So they didn't have a backup Canadian to the backup. So how do they do it? Well, bring in Kadeem Carey, and they could certainly activate him. They have enough roster spots available for an American. We're not sure if he's a nationalized guy, American yet, because he's been here 5 years, but one of the 5 years was the COVID year. So I don't know if that counts. We better check on that one. But they might need Kadeem Carey, and that's a pretty good addition early in the season to add him to your roster.
And not bad. Get a guy who got 1,400 yards all-star, from scrimmage last year.
Mm-hmm. Divisional All-Star last year, yeah.
Why would Toronto let him go?
That's why
judging on
so
their
bad.
First week, I'm asking that same question.
Well, isn't John Murphy a genius? Their personnel guy? He knows everything.
Well, he knows how to find a certain player who's looking to redeem themselves mm-hmm. after falling out of favor in the United States.
Yep.
But sometimes it works. But I just didn't. I don't understand. As Dave Naylor was saying, like, he wasn't that expensive either.
He looked good though today. Mm-hmm. He looked really good.
Carey?
He's ready to go.
He'll be in game shape, right? He just went through a training camp. He only missed one week. It's like having a bye. Winnipeg had a bye. We'll see how they do.
Okay, we're going to do the same thing as to pick who's going to join us Saturday. You ready for the game day?
Sure.
I got all the entries.
I want to see it. I want to see who you guys pick, too, because we're gonna need to know somebody's name. So don't throw pool balls at them.
Oh. Locker has all the names on pieces of paper. We did this last week.
Okay, all right.
He's going to throw them at me. I'm just going to snatch one out of the air, and that's going to be our winner for the VIP table Saturday, Acre 21, Boston Pizza.
Catch one of them.
Okay, I actually got one. I almost dropped it. I almost dropped it.
Belton Johnson's going to be impressed. You can play on his flag football.
Almost looked like Demetrius Bendross on that one.
Ben drops.
Who do we got?
I don't know yet.
Can you read my writing?
Yeah. It is Glenn and Moose Jaw.
Oh, yeah. We're going to put those pussycats back in that litter box once they have this catastrophic game against us, the Riders. Go, Riders.
Glenn.
Nice.
See you Saturday in Regina for our watch party with the Oiler game and the Rider game. And that means you get a $100 gift card from Acre 21 Boston Pizza. Daryl, I can't wait to do a game day in the flesh at a bar again.
We haven't done it on the road for a few years, so it's gonna be a hoot.
I'll be there too.
All right, even more fun.
Woo!
Now you have to clean it up again. Locker.
I'll come over there.
Paper all over the place.
Bring a broom, like the Jays.
The Yes, the Toronto Blue Jays swept away the St. Louis Cardinals today. 5-2 was the win. They have won 12 of their last 14. A game 3 of the NBA final goes tonight in Indianapolis. Of course, the Pacers and the Thunder are tied 1-1. And we know the Norris Trophy winner in the NHL, Cale Makar, wins his second Norris Trophy as the top defenseman in the league. Coming up next, more on the CFL with Dave Naylor on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. I hope you're enjoying your Wednesday. Hope you're enjoying listening to some Beach Boys tune. As
it's been fun, actually. Sad day.
Honor the life of Brian Wilson, age 82, died today, but what a legendary career. And to honor him, we couldn't play as you just play the Beach Boys to honor legend of music as the one of the founding members is a producer and a writer and a performer and everything.
Brilliant. Brilliant musician.
The Beach Boys today. Also, a reminder. See you Saturday at our watch party for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final and the Riders and the Tiger Cats. Also, a reminder, tomorrow, the Saskatchewan Day of Caring, we'll have guests throughout the Green Zone, including Kevin Kaminsky, the general manager and head coach of the LaRange Ice Wolves.
But the Day of Caring is all day, not just on the Green Zone from 6 till 6.
All day tomorrow on all 6 Rolco radio stations across Saskatchewan. But our CFL analyst, Dave Naylor, as might have to eat some crow, as maybe Nathan Rourke might belong in the top 50 list after all.
Just going to get this out right out of the way.
I'm sorry.
Apparently a couple broadcasters left him off the list completely.
You know, I did think of you as I was watching this I can't lie. I can't lie. And I thought, I wonder if this is going to come up on this segment. So good for you for getting right to it, you know. And, look, I just taped a little thing with Farhan on SportsCenter. We were talking about this a little bit. And, I'm kind of doubling down on what I said, is that you give Nathan Rourke 6 months to prepare for being the starting quarterback, time on task with his coaches, knowing who his teammates are going to be. It's, you know, that's what he had in 2022. And, like, I'm not saying he's going to have that kind of season, but I do think he's going to be one of the best players in the league this year. And it's, you know, it was just such a different experience him coming back last year. And I don't know if he would ever talk about this, but I suspect that there was a emotional letdown from the end of his National Football League dream as well. And I don't know if he's accepted that that's never happening, but I think he's 27 now. It's not for quarterbacks. It can happen a little later than it can for guys at other positions. The other positions, he's kind of at the position where the age where you kind of age out on being able to make that transition. But he was a guy, you know, he grew up in Oakville, Ontario, dreaming of playing in the National Football League. That was his dream. And he got there. And I don't know whether, you know, emotionally that he had processed all of that by the time he got into BC. Anyway, he looked like a different guy on Saturday night, confident, energized. Good news for the BC Lions. Good news for the CFL. Bad news. No, I'm not saying that.
Bad news for me, the idiot who didn't have him on the top 40. But let me just defend myself. Let's see how he does against Winnipeg outside of just Edmonton Elks patchwork defense.
Well, that's actually worth asking. Is there a bit of shine off of that performance last week for week one for BC just based on the fact that it's the Edmonton Elks?
Well, I don't think so, because if you think about, you know, the group up front, particularly in Edmonton, now, you know, we'll see what they perform this year, but on paper, that's a whole new group, right? That's Jake Ceresna. That's Robbie Smith. That's Brinkman. That's, you know, they went out and fortified that group. So, you know, a lot of people think the front six, front seven of the Elks ranks up there with anybody, you know, based on the resumes of the guys that they've got out and signed. So now you got to play as a unit, and it's week number one. So, yeah, but I would say just that kind of balances out maybe. You know, I don't think people look at Edmonton defense the way they did a year ago, because that's where they spent all their money and that's where they made their whole investment. And I think part of that was the idea that they could keep opposition in lower scoring games, which would take some of the pressure off Trey Ford, who they're trying to break in as quarterback. And that didn't really happen in that game.
Dave Naylor, our CFL NFL insider, heard weekly right here on the Green Zone. Some of the news out of the green and white. Well, we haven't talked to you since the Riders beat the Ottawa Redblacks. What did you think of the opener for the Saskatchewan Roughriders?
I thought they looked really, really strong. I mean, I was really excited to see what Samuel Emelis did. I mean, he's a guy I've liked a lot. And you can make the argument he's already kind of arrived at that tier of top receiver in the CFL. But when we tend to rhyme off the top guys, even the top Canadian, you know, he's kind of always been on that kind of next level. And one of the things that impressed me in that game, it was 8 catches on 8 targets. And I was going through his game log from last season and saying, did he ever do that all last year? He had one game where he had 4 catches on 4 targets. But other than that, he never had a game where he caught every ball thrown to him. So, you know, I don't know if that's something he's worked on. I don't know if that's just one game. But, you know, sometimes we overlook the most important skill in receivers, catching the football, right? It's great if you can get open. Great if you can get yards after the catch. But you got to catch the ball. And Emelis looked, I thought he looked like a guy who's going to have a breakout season. And, you know, the fact they were able to run the ball even without A.J. Willette, you know, going with a guy in Thomas Bertrand Udon who, like, most fans couldn't identify, most media couldn't identify, I thought it was a really good sign for them. And particularly the way they bounced back, just the way Ottawa kind of stepped the tone early in that game, moving the ball like crazy on their own opening drive, and then really didn't get it going until really late again. So, yeah, I think Saskatchewan's got to be feeling really good about their performance overall. And we'll see now, you know, they've got some injuries to deal with, and Schaefer Baker, and it looks like Willette and Milligan are going to be okay, but Schaefer Baker's a significant loss, and he's out for some time.
Dave, Jamie and I took in practice today, Riders practice, indoors. Kadeem Carey, now wearing Rider green, and listen, I am no expert, but from what I saw today, would not be surprised if he is starting on, not starting, but maybe as a backup. He's going to be in the lineup on Saturday from the looks of what happened today. What kind of a player is he, and does he make an immediate impact in Saskatchewan here for the Rough Riders?
Yeah, well, he certainly can be. And I think he was one of those guys who had a bit of a knock of not being healthy. You know, that was kind of, I think, part of what forced his way out of Calgary. And then he came to Toronto last year, and that wasn't an issue. He was just a very, very consistent player for Toronto. Like, he's not that high-end back who's going to give you, you know, 120 yards, you know, regularly or things like that. But just the consistency that you get from him. And he's a very physical runner as well. And that's part of what comes, sometimes injuries come to the territory of physical runners. A.J. Willette, you know, similar kind of style. But I think part of why they've signed him is, look, somebody was going to sign Kadeem Carey this year. I think the Riders were smart to do it. Right? It's not like he was going to go the whole season. I don't think he's been a character issue anywhere he's been. I mean, he's a former NCAA rushing champion. Like, you know, like this is a big time player. He was a third round pick of the Chicago Bears, right? And he's a high pedigree guy. And I don't want to say at this stage of his career, you can't count on A.J. Willette to stay healthy, but he's got to prove it. And so even if he is able to go this week or next week or whenever that is, I think it kind of behooves you to have two backs the same way you think of two quarterbacks. And guys, running backs don't cost that much. Kadeem Carey was not making a ton of money in Toronto. So I'm sure whatever the Riders are paying him, it's not, you know, bank-breaking money. You can do it without – it's basically you're making an addition without a lot of subtraction.
Okay, Dave, let's look ahead to the Riders game this Saturday against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Bo and company with a loss in Calgary to start off the season. And a lot of points late made that score maybe a little closer than it indicated in that one. But they were getting some turnovers and things like that against the Stampeders. Yeah. What did you think of the Tiger Cats debut when it comes to how the Riders match up this Saturday?
You know, they just didn't look like they were in sync. You know, it just the offense just seemed kind of off. And it felt like they were forcing the ball a little bit to Kenny Lawler at times. You know, the other thing is the run game. I know they want Greg Bell to be part of that offense and kind of balance that. And he didn't have 40 yards. So, you know, that's the other part. Part of it is, you know, the way that the game went. But even getting the turnovers back in defense, you know, they remain a question mark. And, you know, so often you hear fans kind of say, that, oh, the games don't really matter in the CFL until after Labor Day. Yeah, you tell that to Hamilton or Edmonton, teams that got off to, you know, 0-4, 0-5, 0-6 starts last year. You know, and started off this year 0-1. Like, there's definitely pressure on Hamilton. You know, Scott Milanovich in his second season out, they didn't make the playoffs last year. You know, they kind of made a run at the end. They were a better team in the second half than they were in the first. But I think there's real some pressure on Hamilton already this season, coming home for their home opener and facing a Saskatchewan team that looked, at least in week number one, like they've taken that step forward that a lot of people imagined they would off of last season.
Dave, when it came down, I remember Jamie and I were like, there was no shock, but there was also, is this supposed to be a surprise? Should we care about the Aaron Rodgers thing going to Pittsburgh?
Yep, yep.
How does that go?
Well, it's to me, it's the clash of two cultures. And this is why this is so fascinating to me, right? Aaron Rodgers is a guy who, over his time in Green Bay, you know, amassed more and more control and say over how things could be. And when he didn't have it, he wasn't shy about expressing his wishes and desires or opinions on players and, you know, guys he wanted to play with and all those kind of things. Then he goes to the Jets. They bring in his offensive coordinator, right? The guy who helped him in Green Bay. They bring in some receivers and players that he played with. Then they add Davante Adams in season after all of that. I mean, it was like,
yeah,
it was like he was playing quarterback and assistant general manager in New York. And kind of the same thing in Green Bay. That is not the Steelers culture. The Steelers, I mean, you know, there's so many instances of them just moving on from guys when they don't fit. It's an old school kind of football environment where even star players don't call the shots. And so that's what, to me, is so hard to fathom about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, because I don't believe the Steelers are going to change. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have to change. And the question is, can he, or maybe could he, when there's only one option, right? Like, everywhere else he's been, he always felt like, hey, I got options. I have no options beyond Pittsburgh. Like, this is it. So I'll be very curious to see how this works. But I don't know what kind of player he is at this stage of his career either. I mean, it's just, you know, coming off of, like, his best, when's the last time he had a good season? Last year wasn't one. He missed the previous year. So we're talking about a 40-something quarterback who hasn't played decently in 3 years and hasn't played really, really well since before that. So I'm not optimistic for the Steelers on this one.
That is Dave Naylor, our NFL, CFL insider and analyst from TSN, as we get to Champs and Chumps next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each every day, Champs and Chumps, chump, easy one, scammers out there pretending to be the Red Cross to collect money from you to help the wildfires.
I can't even speak about it on the public airwaves.
It is a fraud alert. The Red Cross wants to remind everybody they will not ask for any form of payment in order to receive assistance.
If you're doing this, you need to reevaluate everything. Your entire existence.
The Canadian Red Cross communicates only via email, phone, or in person, and would never send a link through text message, anything else. So be very, 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 very careful. But
you are not just a chump.
Well, here's why we're champing Premier Scott Moe, because I think he speaks for Locker and all of us. I couldn't say it better myself. Mr. Premier,
for someone to take advantage of a family that is in that situation, hell hath no place hot enough for them. You're the lowest form of life that is in existence here today.
Oh, that's
well said.
That is very well said from the Premier of Saskatchewan.
And I try not to wish horrible things on people. I try not to judge, but I do on those people. Like, what are you thinking?
So, tomorrow, Saskatchewan Day of Caring, where we will be on the air 6 to 6 tomorrow, 6 Ralco radio stations across Saskatchewan for our Saskatchewan Day of Caring for all those impacted by the wildfires in our province. It'll start tomorrow early. It'll go through the afternoon. The Green Zone's a part of it. Kevin Kaminsky is going to join us, other guests as well. For tomorrow. So we start bright and early, of course, with our morning shows across all our 6 radio stations, and we'll announce that total tomorrow afternoon.
Trying to help
just ahead of 6 o'clock for our Saskatchewan Day of Caring. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. How about those Blue Jays?
Come on.
They won again. 12 of their last 14, best team in baseball over the last couple of weeks as they beat the Cardinals, sweep the Cardinals, did the Blue Jays with a 5-2 win. It is game three tonight, OKC Thunder against the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis for game three. The NBA Finals tied one game apiece. Of course, tomorrow it is game four of the Oilers and the Panthers, with the Panthers up 2-1. Still, we'll wait tomorrow morning to see if it's Stuart Skinner or Calvin Pickard in the net. We're expecting it'll be Stuart Skinner, of course. Britton Gray has you covered on another day of practice for the Riders at CJME.com, CKOM.com. And we know Cale Makar is the Norris Trophy winner, best defenseman in the league. And there's a photo circulating with Connor Hellebuyck. I don't know where he is. It looks like he's...
They're doing those little video presentations.
Video presentation. There is a photo circulating of him with the Vezina Trophy, which we already know he won, and another trophy that looks rather like the Hart Trophy. They announced the Hart Trophy winner tomorrow ahead of Game 4, the Stanley Cup Final. Again, Saskatchewan Day of Caring tomorrow. Keep it tuned. We're right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.